Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska experienced an unusually high number of disasters in 2022, with 14 state disaster declarations and 6 federal declarations. State of Alaska has averaged approximately 4 disaster events per year going back to 1978. The Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management has been very busy responding to disasters and managing disaster recovery programs. The governor declares each event a disaster emergency, which activates specific disaster recovery programs to fund emergency protective measures and disaster recovery work. Alaskans pulled together during a year when multiple disasters had effects statewide, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. I'd like to thank the public safety organizations, emergency responders, local state agencies, Alaska National Guard members, nonprofits, businesses, Native corporations, and everyday Alaskans who helped with the response and recovery effort. Their hard work and dedication made a difference. 6 of the state-declared disasters also received a federal disaster declaration. FEMA, Small Business Administration, and other federal agencies activate their disaster recovery programs and can provide disaster recovery funds to individuals and communities. When a disaster receives a federal declaration, the state and FEMA will enter into a cost-share agreement, with the state funding 25% and FEMA funding 75%. Disasters can impact one facility in one community, or can cause damages in multiple communities throughout our region, said DHS and EM Director Brian Fisher. It's our challenge to utilize our disaster recovery programs and our partner organizations to make sure Alaskans can have their critical life, health, and safety needs met, and to help individuals and communities recover. Every disaster is unique and it requires a lot of problem solving. This year, the staff had no shortage of problems to solve. Alaska is one of the only states in the nation with state public assistance and individual assistance programs. Public assistance repairs critical infrastructure and reimburses applicants for eligible emergency response costs, and the individual assistance provides grants to Alaskans for housing and other emergency needs and temporary housing. For more, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. The U.S. government on Friday said it received one bid for the right to drill offshore for oil and gas at Alaska Cook Inlet near habitat for bear, salmon, humpback whales, and endangered beluga whales. Hillcorp Alaska submitted the sole bid, $63,983, for an area covering 2,304 head acres or 5,693 acres. The company is a unit of Hillcorp, which is the largest privately held oil and gas exploration production company in the U.S. It already has leases to drill for oil and gas in onshore areas of Cook Inlet, which stretches from Anchorage to the Gulf of Alaska. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, which conducted the sale via live stream, was offering leases for 193 blocks totaling some 958,000 acres, but received just one bid for one block. The U.S. Interior Department in May said it would not move forward with the Cook Inlet lease sale due to lack of industry interest. But over the summer, Congress passed legislation that called for Cook Inlet lease sale by year's end and 2 Gulf of Mexico lease sales next year. The provisions were part of the Inflation Reduction Act, a sprawling package that included major investments to fight climate change. Environmentalists criticized the sale, saying oil and gas leases undermine efforts to address climate change. They also expressed concern that an oil spill could harm wildlife, subsistence gathering, and commercial and sport fishing. Hillcorp said it was proud of its work to revitalize natural gas production in Cook Inlet, which it said nearly 2/3 of Alaskans depend on to heat and power their homes and businesses. We look forward to continuing to responsibly produce Alaskan oil and natural gas, create Alaskan jobs, and contribute to the state's economy for decades to come, the company said in a statement. Environmental groups earlier this month sued the Biden administration over the sale, saying an environmental review failed to adequately evaluate how it would affect whales. More on this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.